The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So Deca Smash will be a little different.
Deca Smash! Deca
Smash! Because our phone lines are not working. It sounds like they're working. Check this out.
Sounds like
success.
That part works.
That's the only part that works.
Can we call out?
Nope.
Okay, so even though we have a dial tone, we can't call out.
Weird,
can't
right?
Can't call us. What? It's a good system we got here.
Could you turn the dial tone off so it's not as confusing?
Yeah.
More like the not working tone in this case.
Oh.
I-O. So how would we want to do it? You could play the Deca Smash and take turns trying to identify a song.
I mean,
so like you play it for like 5 seconds and then Kelly has a chance to identify one song and one artist. And if she can't, then it moves on to the next.
Okay.
Person.
Yeah. Whatever you want
to
do.
As a way just to make it competitive.
Sure. Absolutely. So this list, at first I was a little confused by it because I try to search for like random song lists or something or songs with a theme or something like that. This is from a list of the top 200 requested songs in 2024.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now, it's not songs requested on the radio or like Spotify or anything like that. This is from DJEventPlanner.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not going to be new songs.
No. Exactly.
I mean, some maybe. But...
So this is a song list compiled based on over 2 million song requests using the DJ Event Planner song request system. So I'm assuming that, if you're at a wedding or, any kind of event.
Like a scan app or something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So are you guys ready to play
Deca Smash?
Deca
Smash. Smash. Should we play it like we did last week where the first time I play it, it's going to start from the beginning, but then I'm never going to go back to the beginning again?
I like that.
Yeah.
So that way we're always hearing different parts of the song.
Sure.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah. Yes.
For Deca Smash!
Deca Smash!
Right there.
Okay. So we're going to start with Free Beer.
We don't have to. I buzzed in, but I was being stupid.
Free Beer.
Dancing Queen, ABBA.
Wasn't this your wedding song, Steve?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
This is what you and Annette danced to, your first dance.
Yours too, right?
Yeah.
I wish they'd get back together so people would stop liking them so much. The only reason people like them so much is because they've been broken up their whole lifetime. It's like when an artist dies early. Everybody's like, oh, it's such a great painting. Where were you when they were alive?
Right. That brings us down to Revere.
Nano Smash!
Nano Smash!
Kelly.
Kelly? You are next on Nano Smash.
Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. This really was our wedding song. It's sad.
Wait, was it really?
Yeah, it was like our celebration party song.
You know something was up when she said, oh, I want to dance with somebody. And then quiet, you heard a whisper of else.
Yeah, I figured. I was like, this is a sign. We did love to like, scream sing the song at each other.
Coming close.
I can relate to this more now.
Else.
Still a banger.
It is a great song.
Yeah.
They say it's bad luck to have a wedding song from someone who's not good at baths.
Is that what they say?
It's like something borrowed, something blue. Same sort of rhyme. I didn't make it up, Maitland. And then there were eight.
Smash!
I don't know. Are we buzzing in or are we going in order?
Hot Wings turn.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to go around. So it's Hot Wings turn, then Maitland, then Tommy.
Okay.
Hot Wings.
Not a clue.
Nothing, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Maitland.
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z.
One of my favorite things about this song, when it came out, I was in college, great time, and I went to school down in South Carolina, so I got to go to UGA, USC, all these really fun SEC schools for football games, and when that song came on, the way that frat boys would dance to that was so dang cute. Honestly, just men in general dancing to that song at football games made me enjoy the game even more. I was like, I'm here for the food mainly, and then when Party in the USA comes on, it's like, it was climactic for me.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think I like that song because it feels like we could have all written it ourselves.
Yeah.
Those lyrics are not complex. I couldn't have written it. I mean, obviously.
I hate any song that uses the word tummy.
Like, just the only other one I can think of is Yummy, 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 I've Got Love in My Tummy.
Hate that one, too.
That's a terrible song.
Yeah.
I don't even know who sang it, but I hate it every time.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
Septo Smash! Septo means seven songs.
Oh, yeah.
There's one that's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tommy.
Really getting me.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we had the Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Did you?
I think so.
You sure about that?
No. You scared
yes!
me.
Yes!
Scared me.
Great song.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head.
At the Big Ten Basketball Championship. So the University of Michigan, they sing this at the start of the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
It's their tradition. The students started it. So Michigan ended up clinching and winning the Big Ten Basketball Tournament. And as we were in the commercial break before we started the post game, all of the Michigan fans started singing this spontaneously in the stadium, and they never played it or anything, but I thought that was a really cool moment that it sort of just happened by crowd.
Is there any reason that this is the song?
They would play it all the time at U of M like football games, and then everybody would sing it.
It just kind of became a thing.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a very unlikely stadium anthem.
Yeah.
You know how, and those things start in weird ways. I just read this year, Jump Around at Wisconsin started when, I don't remember, it was 15, 20 years ago now, probably longer. Some player was on the injured list, and he was trying to think of ways to help. Because he couldn't participate.
So he gave
a list of songs that he thought might hype the crowd up at Camp Randall Stadium. And that one was on there.
And it just kind of stuck.
Cypress Hill? Is it Cypress Hill? Why can't I think of it? Jump Around.
House of Pain.
House of Pain.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that one was on there. And it happened to play at the start of the fourth quarter and got a reaction. So then whoever was doing it said, I'll do that one at the start of the fourth quarter again. And then after a while, it became
a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
All right, I have one, Kelly has one, Mate has one, Tommy has one. We're down to six.
Sex!
Kelly.
Free beer.
Celebration by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
No.
I didn't hear anything. I just thought, that's a wedding song.
Kelly, Kelly, Kelly.
Kelly, 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 Kelly. Usher, yeah. Yo. Peace out. A-Town down.
Yeah. You forgot featuring Lil Jon.
Oh, yeah. He says it for me. Yeah. That makes me want to go to a club real bad.
That's right, Ludacris, too, right? Down on the low key.
Song makes me want to get my crunk on real bad.
Does it?
I don't know what that means, so maybe.
Get me a purple drink. She had me feeling like she's
ready to blow. Watch out! I wish I was Lil Jon. He's got the easiest job in music.
Oh my gosh, you're not kidding.
She said, baby, let's go. And I told her.
God, I've unpopular opinion. I've always hated that song. I just hate that. Over and over again. It just drives me bananas.
But you'd like it if you were in the club.
Yeah,
I don't get it because you'll sit and listen to jazz, which is 3.5 minutes every time. Burp, 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 burp.
There is almost nothing the same ever happening in jazz.
No, I'm reading right
just
here.
Just a bunch of random noises.
That song that is inspired by improvisational jazz.
That one is repetitiveness. I don't like repetitiveness.
Jazz walked, so Yeah by Usher could run.
That's right.
You're saying Usher is standing on the shoulders of greatness?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty much Dizzy Gillespie.
Pentasmash!
Pentasmash!
Should we do it now or in the next segment?
Next.
Cool beans.
Cool beans,
I'm
indeed.
Sorry.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.